Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. We all want to shield our friends from disappointment and trouble if we can. That's why Kurt Bradley didn't tell his best friend Sam Young that the job in Chicago was given to another man. Sam was discouraged at his own business failure, and Kurt wanted to spare him this additional blow. Now, however, Kurt's kindly gesture may have serious consequences. Sam decided to pay Kurt a surprise visit, and right now, Sam Young is at the desk of the Hotel Somerset, feeling happier than he has felt in a long time.
Mr. Curtis Bradley, please. Will you tell him Mr. Young's here?
Just a minute, sir.
Yes.
Room 218. You can call him yourself if you like, Mr. Young. The house phones are right over there.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Room 218, please. Yes? Well, they don't. Well, never mind then, thank you. Well, the room doesn't answer. I guess Mr. Bradley's out.
Yes, sir. I guess he is. No, there he is now.
Where?
Why, oh. Sam Young, what are you doing here?
Hello, Kurt. Well, surprised to see me?
I certainly am, Sam. I never expected to see you in Chicago.
Well, I hope that doesn't mean you're sorry to see me.
Sorry? Oh, no, I'm tickled to death. Come on upstairs. I want to talk to you.
Hey, no, wait a minute. I better get in a room first, hadn't I?
What are you talking about? You're going to room with me. Come on, step in.
Oh, fine. You look just fine, Kurt.
Yeah?
you look like a successful businessman already.
Oh, do I, huh? Well, there's something in the air in this place, Sam. I don't know what it is. It's an excitement, a tension, a feeling of being in the center of things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Here we are.
Well, you know, I mean, just the way you look, Kurt, and the way you walk.
Well, now that's pretty observing of you. Here's my room. Huh?
Well, now this is very nice. Yes, sir. Very nice indeed. Now, I suppose you want to know what I'm doing here, huh?
I sure do, Sam.
I'm not doing a thing but calling on you.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, Mary and Pepper got to worrying about me and thinking I needed a change.
Sure.
So they conceived the bright idea of my taking the change right here in Chicago.
Well, that's swell, Sam. Why, you look a whole lot better. Do you know that?
Do I?
You sure do.
Well, that's partly due to you, Kurt. Well, it's just like a tonic to me to know that you're all set. To know that you're making good.
But, Sam, it's a little early. I mean, after all...
Oh, I realize that. I know you've only been here a short while, but I know you, Kurt. You'll make good. Now, look, I've got a lot of messages for you from the family, especially from Biff.
Oh, Biff. How's he?
Oh, he's fine.
Oh, good.
Couldn't be better.
Fine.
Told me to tell you that he'll be seeing you soon.
Huh?
He's going to try to get over here when Peggy comes with Carter Trent.
Mm-hmm. And Mary and Pepper and Peggy, they're all fine?
Couldn't be better.
Oh, fine. And you yourself? Anything moving in the way of real estate?
Not a thing. I'm a gentleman of leisure at the moment, and, well, I don't like it.
I bet you don't, Sam.
In fact, I'd give my right arm to have something in sight right here.
I wish I had something for you, Sam.
Oh, now. Never mind about that. Just concentrate on yourself. But, look here, I want to hear all about the new job. I want to know everything because, believe it or not, I'm getting back on my feet again through the fact that you've got work. You've got a job. You're going places.
Sam, to tell you the truth, I don't know what to say.
Oh, I know you're so modest that you won't say you're doing a good job. I'll have to talk to somebody in your outfit to get a slant on what they think of you. But what do you think of them, Kurt? Do you like them?
Well, Well, Sam, you see...
I know. I suppose it is hard to tell whether you like it or not so early in the game, but...
Mm-hmm.
Say, it must be a pretty big plant, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's a big plant. Look here, Sam, I don't want to talk about this.
Oh,
the
now,
fact
go
is...
ahead, Kirk. If you only knew how much it meant to me, it gives me hope. That's what it does, Kirk. You're making me think perhaps, Sam Young, you can go out and do the same thing. You can get yourself a job, just as Kurt did. Go ahead now. Tell me all about it.
All right, Sam. I'll tell you then. It's a good job, and I like it very much. I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
Well, tell me about your office. Where is it? What's it like? And who do you work with? Who's in there with you?
All right. I'll tell you now. Sam, just take it easy and give me time, will you?
Oh, this is great, Kurt. I don't know when I felt so good as I do right now.
Kurt Bradley honestly did his best to tell Sam that he hasn't any job at all. But Sam's eager questions, his need for reassurance, the new look of hope and confidence on his face, stopped Kurt short. But even as Kurt spins stories about a mythical job, he knows that sometime soon, Sam will have to learn the truth. We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Sam and Kurt Bradley talked far into the night. And now the next morning...
Well, Sam, I guess I'll go ahead down to breakfast. See you in a little while. Don't hurry. If you feel like loafing around this morning, you just loaf.
Well,
it'll do you good.
I don't feel like loafing. I just feel fine.
Good.
I won't be long now.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, hello, Mr. Beecher. Why, you're just the man I want to see.
Huh? What is it?
Well, come on down to breakfast with me. I want to talk to you.
Oh, sure. I'm just on the way to the dining room myself.
Well, Mr. Young got here last night.
Uh-oh. What'd you tell him, huh? You didn't have the heart to tell him you weren't working, right?
Honestly, Mr. Beecher, if anybody said I'd fumble around the way I did, that I wouldn't be able to get out the facts, I wouldn't have believed it. I was sure that the minute I saw Sam Young, I'd simply say to him, I'm sorry, Sam, but I didn't land the job.
And you couldn't do it?
No, I couldn't. You know, it's a funny thing, but every time I started to tell him, he'd interrupt me and say something about what it meant to him for me to have a job.
Yeah, it must have been hard to play the game with him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, morning, miss. I'll just have orange juice and coffee and buttered toast.
I guess I'd better have some scrambled eggs to keep up my courage. Sam may be down here in a few minutes, and he thinks I'm on the way to the office.
Yeah, that is quite a role to play, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think he'll go back in a few days and... No, I've got to get something, Mr. Beach. I've got to get a job.
Now, look, suppose I call up everybody I know and see if I can't locate something for you. You know, you're not particular about salary, are you?
Well, I work for nothing. I just want the chance to show what I can do.
Nobody expects you to work for nothing.
Mr. Beach, I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
What's that?
I'm going to ask you to sit here till Sam comes down and then... Well, I'm not very good at fooling people, you know. Do you think we could... Well, it's hard to ask, but do you think we could talk as if we were both in the same office? I think it'd help.
Sure. I'll be glad to.
Thank you. And as I say, I'm not much good when it comes to playing a game on it.
Don't look at it that way, Mr. Bradley. Look at it as if you were doing him a favor.
Sure.
Well, it is a favor, you know. Now, here's a man who's up against it himself, and he wants to believe another man's making good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Sure.
Oh, here he is now. Hello, Sam.
Oh, there you are.
Come on over. This is Mr. John Beach, who's in the same office.
How do, Mr. Young? Mr. Bradley's told me a lot about you. I'm glad to meet you.
Well, I'm certainly glad to meet you, Mr. Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So you work in the same place Kurt does, huh?
Yes, I met Mr. Beach the first day I went to the office.
I see. Hmm? Well, have you been with the concern long?
I?
Yes.
Oh, no, I haven't been very long. I'm new, too.
Well, now, that makes it nice for Bradley here to have somebody breaking in at the same time he is.
You bet. Yeah, we're going to make all our mistakes together and compare them, aren't we?
Well, I hope to find something here for Sam when I get established.
Well, I shouldn't be surprised if something turned up. You going to be here long, Mr. Young?
Why, no, no. Only for a few days. Just long enough to check up on Kurt here.
Sam, I'm afraid you won't see very much of me.
Oh, I don't expect to. Not until this evening. I was just telling Mr. Bradley, Mr. Beach, this is a big lift to me. To come here to Chicago and see him so full of his job and so confident of the future.
Confident of the future? Yes, of course.
And so Kurt continues the game he has started to play. But now he has the help of John Beach. Sam Young watches him proudly as he swings out of the dining room, on his way to an office and a job that don't exist. Now, this message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.